USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying the U.S. has reopened talks with the Taliban in Afghanistan, making the announcement during an unannounced visit to that country yesterday, where he also delivered Thanksgiving greetings to U.S. troops and said during the meeting with Afghanistan's leader,
"We'll see if they want to make it. This has to be a real deal, but we'll see."
The U.S. and Taliban had reportedly been close to a deal last summer, but it collapsed after the Taliban took credit for an attack in Kabul that killed an American soldier, and President Trump pulled the plug on the talks. It's Black Friday in the retail world. Millions of Americans likely out looking for a deal. A new USA Today Ipsos survey finds at least 77% say they will buy something this weekend if they can get a deal, though millennials tend to prefer Cyber Monday rather than braving the Black Friday crowds at the stores. This is USA Radio News.
Tis the season to eat and be merry. If holiday enjoyment leaves you feeling painfully bloated, don't worry. Relief is here. Introducing Atrantil. Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why Atrantil works where other remedies don't. In clinical studies, 88% of bloating sufferers found Atrantil relieved their symptoms. And it's available over-the-counter without a prescription.
A friend recommended Atrantil, and I had great results. I was so bloated and full, it was miserable. But the product started to work almost immediately.
Atrantil is not another probiotic or digestive enzyme. It's made from a patented combination of powerful polyphenols. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil turned my holiday bloating right around.
Eat and be merry this season with Atrantil. Find Atrantil at Amazon.com, your local retailer, or for a special holiday offer, go to bloat411.com. That's bloat411.com.
Atrantil.
This holiday season, the Secret Service warning both consumers and businesses they have a lot to lose from online criminals. Here's our John Clemens with more.
This year, the retail e-commerce forecast is expected to top $135 billion. According to Secret Service Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Matt Chevro, both consumers and retailers should be aware of the threats out there.
As we do all year long, Secret Service believes it's important to remind consumers to remember the basics of good cyber hygiene and heighten their awareness of the types of cyber threats that are out there. Online cyber criminals will try to take advantage of you during this busy shopping time, no matter if you're the consumer or the business.
Chevro reminds us, online banking should not be conducted over publicly available Wi-Fi networks.
The Hallmark Channel is being criticized by some for its lack of racial and religious diversity in its Countdown to Christmas programming. The parent company's CEO says the claim is unfair. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
As many as 10 animals are dead after a fire erupts at a northern Ohio wildlife park. The flames ripping through a barn last night at African Safari Wildlife Park in Port Clinton. Police say they lost 3 giraffes, 3 Red River hogs, 3 bongos, and a springbok. Conor McGregor will be making his long-awaited return to the Octagon on January 18th in Las Vegas. McGregor has signed a contract that will see him fight for the first time in over a year. The former featherweight and lightweight champion will be facing Donald Cowboy Cerrone at UFC 246. McGregor hasn't fought since October 2018. Stock markets will be open for a shortened trading session on this Black Friday. The markets to close at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Thor, the Bulldog, takes home top honors at the 2019 National Dog Show.
And the best in show tonight is the Bulldog.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Hey! Nobody more surprised than Eduardo Paris, the handler.
That is heard on NBC, Thor the Bulldog beating out 2,000 other dogs to claim Best in Show, a show that was actually recorded a few weeks ago, but as a Thanksgiving tradition, was aired yesterday to the delight of tens of millions. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.